morning to Jason Cairns. Best 5 minutes of the day. How are you?
Good. I'm great.
All right. I don't know what's happening to me. More and more, we're having no pre-conversation. I'm getting a hold of you as I'm already talking on the radio.
Yeah, you just kind of have a lot on your plate, the way it seems.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It is.
That happens.
It does happen. It does happen. Well, here we go. We're about ready to close out the month of August today.
It's continuing to fly along. School starts soon.
Yep.
For our kiddos. So.
And some of the people in the private school and homeschoolers have started some of them already. So.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's weird. With friends around the country, the different times when schools start, and I've had friends who. I have a friend who they do year-round school, and so, they just kind of take a little bit of time off and then jump right back in. And they're getting ready to go.
As I recall it in Wisconsin, what happened was they did, and the public schools used to start in this last week of August. But in the Tommy Thompson era, and he was governor for a long time from, 87 to 2002-something. But anyhow... it was like the kids that were working at these summer businesses, they wanted them. Kind of the tourism industry went out and said, hey, we want the kids through August. So basically, there's a state law in the books that you cannot start public school before September 1st, hence it starts tomorrow.
Well, there we go. I learned something new today.
Yeah. That's scary. That's scary. I'm not used to being I'm used to being the question asker.
We can just talk sports, and then I'll learn stuff all the time.
Yeah, right. Well, more and more, we're getting near the end of the Sermon on the Mount, and I've been giving this some thought, and I certainly was eager to go to Romans, but one of the new ideas I had, and again, I'd love our early morning listeners to weigh in on the listener line at 396-1670. Yep. Where should we go next here with our scripture and Jason's letters to the beloved devotional commentary? But I've been thinking, what if we did some Jesus stories? How do you handle John 8, the woman caught in adultery? Or how do you go with, that Pharisee and the tax collector, Luke 18? So, I don't know. That was one of my thoughts. What do you think of that?
I think those are all good thoughts. Mm-hmm. As we've talked about this, I've had different ideas as well. And, I think wherever we go, hopefully there will be some blessing that comes out of it.
Yeah.
And, it's been fun to go through the Sermon on the Mount.
That was a political answer. You didn't really give me a solid one. All right.
Yes, I'm good at that. I'm a diplomat.
Today we have Matthew 7, 24 through 27.
Yes. And it says, anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on a solid rock. Though the rain comes and in torrents and the floodwaters rise and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it is built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey it is foolish, like a person who builds a house on sand.
Mm.
When the rains and floods come and the winds beat against the house, it will collapse with a mighty crash.
Mm. And here's how it reads in the devotional commentary by Jason, Letters to the Beloved. Do not only listen to my son's words, put them into practice. Acquiring theological tidbits and memorizing Bible verses may be enjoyable ways to pass the time, but they're not the same thing as loving well. Imagine if my words were seeds for good fruit, but you put them in a jar that you take off the shelf and admire every day. They couldn't grow. Instead, put them in the dirt and let them take root. A wise man uses wisdom to build a solid home, first looking for a firm foundation. A house built on rock withstands storms. A dwelling tossed up with no thought for its base is in danger of falling apart. There is no safe foundation apart from my son. Thoughts?
Yeah, I think I have gone through periods in my life, and probably still do, where I'm much more prone to that putting the seeds in the jar and admiring them. Mm-hmm. But I really want to live a life in which I'm putting Jesus's words into practice. And, mm-hmm. And I think that involves loving well, kind of all the way around. So,
yeah. And again, continuing to read Dan White Jr.'s book, Love Over Fear. And I think there has to be what's helpful is that's kind of watering the seeds, because there has to be a formed intentionality, right? A man thinketh, right. I mean, you, it's as you think, so you are. So it begins there. So,
right. Yeah. Yep,
all right.
For sure.
Good stuff. Have a great day. Tomorrow we close out the Sermon on the Mount. There we go. On WWIB. Well, WQOW-TV hands out a monthly Jefferson Award, and it went to a brother in the Lord, a guy who I teamed up with in our first cornhole tournament, in 2018, actually. Yeah, we won it all. We were the runner-up in 2019 and I think finished third in 2020, and it was probably a lot more due to him than me. He is one busy guy, as this report from WQOW-TV reveals.
Well, are you hungry?
Always.
Always hungry. Let's see what you got today.
Eau Claire resident Don Breedle is one busy guy.
I started volunteering with Meals on Wheels about 6 years ago, and I figured, heck, I can drive and follow a roadmap. So nothing green. No, nothing green. Maybe tomorrow. People are so thankful to get these meals, and for some of them, it's some of the little human interaction they get during the day. I mean, there's been real deep friendships made with some of the recipients.
It was 8 years ago that Breedle retired. Well, kind of.
My motivation is just to live out my Christian faith that, I'm here to love God and help people.
So in addition to delivering Meals on Wheels, he helps maintain the grounds at Cedar Creek Church.
A handyman for probably 15 years.
Not to mention utilizing his ability to build.
I'm fortunate enough to have learned carpentry skills as a young man, but the skills for carpentry are still very much in demand, and especially when I don't charge for labor. So it's the phone never stops ringing.
He began using his skills to help at the hub in Lake Halley. Habitat for Humanity.
Built a couple houses in Mondovi. I've helped on starting a new house in Boyceville, and even some remodeling of homes in Eau Claire.
And even the future Collective Arts Center. You might even find him singing in the collective choir.
To me, it's part of how to live. And if I have the time and the energy, and the ability, I better be doing something like this. Just love to make the best use of my time that I can.
And he doesn't plan on stopping.
There's the cold half.
Very good.
All right. Well, good to see you again, Jerry.
And Don's list of volunteer work doesn't even end there. He also volunteers through his church at Bolton Refuge and at Beacon House.
Not to mention his work with several downtown Eau Claire events like We Care Eau Claire. He also offers a hand at Tower Ridge during the ski season. And again, that's not even everything he's done. You can read more about his volunteer work and his volunteer plans later at WQOW.com.
Well, congratulations. Great report by QOW. And congratulations to Don Breedle. Very deserving. What does love look like? It looks like Don Breedle, I think, huh? Win It Wednesday. We've got a new game this morning here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB this last day of August. And a great prize for people to win.
Absolutely. This is Adele's Getaway. And again, these things have to be used by Labor Day. But if you're saying, man, we just really, as school's starting up, we just want one more getaway, a last great adventure of the summer, as it were, well, we could hook you up. So you may want to call in. The number is 715-723-2555. We're going to tell you what the game is, and we'll see if we can get a qualifier here.
Yeah, real quick, four tickets for Mount Olympus Water and Theme Park, Original Ducks, and the Top Secret Experience. All right, so it's a new game called To Begin. To Begin, and in this game, you're going to have 20 seconds to name six words that begin with two letters. However, we won't let you know the letters till we're about ready to dive in. All right?
All right. So, again, you call in at 715-723-2555. If you think in that 20-second time frame, you can name six words that begin with two letters, but we will give you the two letters once you are on the air with us.
Otherwise, we tell you now, you get it all figured out.
Yeah.
What fun is that?
All right. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Dave, calling from Fall Creek.
All right, Dave from Fall Creek. So the game is To Begin. We'll give you two letters. You'll have 20 seconds to name six words that begin with those two letters. Are you up for this, Dave?
We'll find out.
All right. I like the attitude.
All right, Dave, I'm going to write them down as you say them. All right, we've got 20 seconds we're going to put on the clock. And the two letters you've got are G-R.
G-R.
Ready? Go.
Great, grand, gross, groove, groovy, graft.
All right, I think that was six, but the fourth one was a little unclear. Anyhow, I got you down for great, grand, gross, groovy, graft, and something else. All right.
I think he went with groove and groovy. There's
you on it?
One.
Okay.
That'll work. With plenty of time
grape.
To spare.
Grape was the other one. Yeah, grape. G-R-A-P-E.
There we go.
There we go. Yes, and we won't whine about it. Fantastic job,
yeah.
Dave from Fall Creek.
Good job.
Who are you going to take to the Dells with you?
Awesome. Heading down there this weekend, Sunday.
Super. Well, fantastic. We've got all sorts of prizes. What, again, did he win, Halvo?
Yeah, he's got four tickets for Mount Olympus Water and Theme Park. They've got a new ride. My kids were buzzing about
Medusa,
that.
Medusa, like yeah. The spinning wheel of... It's not the spinning wheel of death.
No,
it's called the spinning wheel of something.
They were talking a lot about that. You're going to have to check that out. And Original Ducks, which is great, did that last year. Top Secret Experience. These are all here waiting for you.
Awesome. I appreciate it.
Dave, you're a winner on a Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. Hang on the line for just a moment.
The WIB Wake Up Show here, and as we head into the school year, and again, it sounds like some private and homeschoolers have already started. The public schools are going to start tomorrow. I guess kids, you know, you can say to mom and dad, well, are you succeeding or are you like three-fourths of American adults and failing? Yes, failing at exercise.
Oh.
Yeah, that one hits, doesn't it? Only one quarter of American adults are achieving the minimum amount of exercise suggested for a healthy life. I was at Planet Fitness yesterday briefly, stopping in, calling on them for ink and toner, and I saw a number of adults. This is middle afternoon. I mean, there were 20 people out working the machines, the treadmills.
Way to go.
And I'm like, I'm either too tired or I don't have enough time to get to the gym.
Well, the thing is, like, I don't have a great exercise routine, but I mean, meaning I don't do it for a really long time. But, it's my Monday, mm-hmm. Wednesday, Friday schedule, my Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday schedule, things that I do. And I'd really, again, just things coming up, work projects and such at church. Yeah. And so I'd just kind of fallen off the wagon with that the last several days. So I was trying to double up a little bit last night. And before I went off for my walk / heaving, huffing, puffing run, which was really not a run. It's more like a jog. I was trying to do, a few crunches, some sit-ups, but also some push-ups. And so I asked Nora if she would do push-ups with me. Again, he's like, misery loves company, I guess. And so, I said, would you do some push-ups with me? She does not do push-ups with me, Havel. While I am doing push-ups, she stands right by my head like she's a personal trainer. And she pushes down on me to add resistance while I'm trying to go back up in my push-ups. And I want to be like... No, baby, don't do that. But really, it's good for me. And it's like she knows that I need something
there
extra. And man, if I give her half the chance, she climbs on my back and then it really gets difficult.
Nora, the personal trainer at age 4.
Yes. Yeah. So, but I need more exercise. We all do.
I read something on Google News this morning about this thing called the fire hydrants. Now figure it out. The dog, the fire hydrant. Apparently, it's really good for you. And so there's different things that you can do to... improve yourself. Well, today is a couple of different things. It is National Eat Outside Day, which has been observed every August 31st since at least 2006. Plenty of ways to celebrate. I'm actually planning to meet some friends at the Farmers Market in Eau Claire, so I think some potential eating outside is on the horizon.
Today. Seems like a great day to do it.
Yeah, but it is also National Trail Mix Day today. And again, one of the things that calls into question is this. The story says the healthy snack is usually filled with nuts, dried fruit, and grains. But aren't they leaving some things out there?
Well, that seems to be missing one of the standbys, because I would say, and I know it seems like there's different opinions, and maybe Jason Cans would not be on board with this, but GORP. Good old raisins and peanuts. The raisins seem to be a standby, and then you build the trail mix off of the bedrock of raisins and peanuts. That's just my personal opinion.
I like, when I think trail mix, I think sweet and salty, and the sweet is headlined by M&M's. If you want to use chocolate chips instead, that's probably fine, but I think I'm kind of preferential to the M&M's in there, so.
Yeah, all very good, and I mean... Yeah, I get the sweet and salty with a trail mix, too, and I just think maybe they're missing something. So go get some trail mix with M&M's and or chocolate chips, maybe both, and eat it outside today. And I think then you can celebrate both.
There you go. And if you're on a long trip here for Labor Day weekend, bring some trail mix with you. It'll make the trip more pleasurable. Caleb, as the summer winds down, and really any time of the year, one of the scariest places to ever go is the back of a person's refrigerator. You never know what you're going to find back there.
What's in there and how long has it been there?
And what's it going to look
like? What does it smell like?
If you're going to take the Tupperware lid off.
What's growing on it?
Oh, no. And who's going to get rid of it?
So, we now have some hard, fast data for how long things actually last.
Here we go.
In the fridge.
How long do apples last? Well, you can enjoy weeks and weeks of apple bobbing parties with these hardy fruits if stored in a cool, dry area. The basement and the fridge drawer are always good picks. Apples can last anywhere from 3 to 6 months. We're heading into apple season, right?
Well, is it better to keep bread out on the counter or in the fridge? If you want your bread to stay fresh, then keep your loaf on the counter at room temp. Refrigerating bread may halt the growth of mold, but it will dry bread out and cause it to become stale more quickly. But if you want to store bread, stick it in the freezer. That's a lot of info.
That is.
Eat all the carbs.
I always put the bread in the fridge, guy. So thanks for the education. How long do eggs last? Long enough for a month of omelets. Fresh eggs in their shell can last in the fridge for 4 to 5 weeks after purchase.
I'm going to skip ahead to this one. How long does an open box of cereal last? You can look forward to several blissful months of waking up to the Captain. That's Captain Crunch, at least. An open box of cereal will remain edible for about 2 to 3 months in a dry room. I'm just wondering what kind of preservatives are making that happen. Yes. But I love cereal.
Well, it's Wisconsin, so I've got to do, is milk any good after the expiration date? This really isn't something that you want to discover for yourself. Milk should definitely be gotten rid of after it's expired. The nutrients and vitamins in milk start to diminish after opening. So besides giving you the stomach ache of your life, drinking expired milk won't really do your body any good.
All right, this next one, my wife is right. And she's told me this as usual, she is. How long can you keep cooked burgers on the counter? Because this has been something where if, you know, we have a delicious dinner, say burgers on the grill or what have you, and then forget that they are there. And so maybe we wake up in the morning and they're still there. And I say, they're still good to eat. Well, what does... what's the truth of the matter? How long can you keep cooked burgers on the counter? About 2 hours, whether it's been barbecued, baked, fried, or thrown on hot sauce in the middle of a heat wave. Cooked meat should be left at room temperature, should not be left at room temperature for more than 2 hours. After that time span, human unfriendly bacteria starts to grow on the meat, making it unhealthy. She's right, as always.
Does ice cream ever go bad? It's hard to believe that something that good could ever go bad, although it doesn't have a set shelf life. This frozen goodness will eventually grow a layer of, brace yourself, fuzzy ice droplets that give it a coarse, icy texture and just take all of
it. But that doesn't mean it went bad. You just scrape that off. That
must not be a good ice cream if it's been left there that long.
Yeah. One final one here. How long does it last? How many days does delivery pizza last? Delivery pizza in the box will last for about 3 to 4 days in the fridge, but should be terminated fast if left at room temperature for over 2 hours. Or if you did what I did in college and you were working off campus and you got a Little Caesars pizza and ate it and then left it in your car overnight and then thought as you were going back to work the next afternoon, you could eat it on the way to work.
Yeah.
No, cheese left out in a car does not work.
And then
does
the car smells like pizza.
And yeah, and what came back up after I tried eating it on the way to work.
Oh, no.
Not so good news for me.